Jamie, big day. Were you nervous?
Not really. I knew that if I did what I've been doing in other cricket, I'd be okay. And just what things will happen really, usually old cliche. But yeah, as long as I kept doing what I've been doing and just repetate that and don't do anything different, don't take anything into consideration, just I would have been okay.
I mean, just your body language out there, it seemed to be you wanted to be quite matter of fact about things. You wanted just to, as you say, just to bowl your ball, get back, all that, not to get carried up too much in the occasion.
No.
Is that fit?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, my game is repetition really, bowling the ball in the same spot for six balls, creating pressure for one end and just frustrating people. Once I've bowled the ball, I like to get back, and it kind of hurries the batsman as well. A little bit of a psychological advantage, and like you say, yeah, just look sharp and be the best that you can really.
Looks if you're getting some swing out there early on, did you feel you settled into things nice and quickly?
Yeah, I mean, first ball was a no ball, which doesn't help. One of 15 or whatever I bowled today, which isn't good, but no, my main game is to swing the ball and try and hit batsman on the knee roll. Luckily, in my third over, I got an LBW, which was a massive relief, really, getting my first wicket. But the ball.
It was your ninth ball, it was even better than that.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well, stand corrected, yeah. No, it was good. Obviously, you hear the rumours, and obviously, I've experienced today how flat Taunton actually is.
Yeah.
It's a good relief to get a couple of wickets early on.
You've got the likes of Plunkett and Harmison out there. I mean, a great, great experience, you know, to be able to turn to. I mean, they themselves are trying to get back, of course, and from injuries and layoffs, all that sort of thing. But, you know, useful people to turn to, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was just saying to a vet previous that to be in a room with such players of such calibre and internationals around you, it humbles you really as a person, because you once watched them as a youngster and now you're sat next to them, you have to pinch yourself really.
Mm-hmm.
And it's perfect to say, well, I feel like I'm doing this, what's your opinion, I don't know what to do here. And it's perfect people to turn to, because they've been through it and they've watched it.
Yeah, you have to at the same time think to yourself, hold on, I've earned my right and my place to be on the same field as them, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. You have to keep your feet on the ground. I think that I've bowled a couple of good spells in the first two games I've played at first team cricket, but I need to carry on doing what I'm doing and nothing different from that.
When did you find out you'd be playing this week?
I got presented with my cap yesterday before the start of play.
As soon as it was rather as close as that,
yeah,
to the game.
Well, I kind of knew I was in the squad, obviously, a couple of days before we travelled down. But at the start of one, we have a tradition where whoever's new on the debut, we get in a huddle, congratulate them, get presented with your cap.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was probably an hour and a half before play, yeah.
Yeah. How did you end up at Durham? Because you're Lancashire-born, Lancashire lad.
I was born in St Helens, yeah. My mum and dad separated when I was young. I ended up moving up to Cumbria, where my mum's originally from. I started playing cricket there. Played all my junior cricket there, all my age group cricket. I eventually went to Sedba School on a scholarship in south of Cumbria. And then I got picked up off Durham through good contacts with our cricket coach and John Windows, the academy coach.
Yeah, and any touch with England at all? I mean, you're 21 years of age. Is there any contact with them? Or is it
Never. I played North of England Bunbury Festival when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, I've never come in contact with an England coach.
All right, well, I'm sure the selectors will be taking note from the performance today. It was a great first-class debut, and obviously there's more to come in the game. Interestingly poised as a match, isn't it?
It is, definitely, yeah. Hopefully, if we come out tomorrow, snap the two wickets as quick as we can and have a little bit of a lead, it'll be perfect, and hopefully our batters can come out and punish some of the balls that we've been punished today.
Just a final word, I'm old, I'm past it. Justin Bieber, why are you known as Justin Bieber?
Oh, well, it was given to me by my two housemates for having rather long hair and resembling just the 15-year-old or whatever.
So I'm looking at you now. You don't actually look like Justin Bieber now.
No, I made sure I've had my hair cut since
right.
then.
Right, okay. That's very confusing for someone like me. Listen, I thought it was great today. Well done.
Thank
and continued great success for you.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.